Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Travis Kelce got all up in Coach Andy Reid's face after a horrible play during the Super Bowl. And people are wondering, should we be scared for Taylor Swift? But before we get into that, in honor of Black History Month, here is your Black Entertainment Fact of the Day. So the first Black artists to have a number one hit on the Billboard charts were the Mills Brothers with Paper Doll in 1943.
Because I DJ, and they're known for their classic song Daddy's Little Girl, which is probably the most popular father-daughter dance at a wedding reception.
I know that one.
Yep.
Yeah, so they also had their own national network radio show on CBS in 1943, made appearances in film, and of course had the first number one hit for Black artists. So shout out to them.
Time to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's your breaking Tavis news now on The Burt Show.
Travis Kelce got a little heated during the Super Bowl, and now he's becoming one of the first memes of 2024. But there's also a sector of people, Kristen, that thinks that Taylor Swift should be a little concerned about his behavior.
Well, I wanted to say, I don't even know if she should be concerned. What I said the other day is watching it, I found it off-putting. Some people is like, that's passionate. That's the Super Bowl. That's what you want in a player. It just came across to me as, like, because he wanted to get back in the game. It came across as, it was an ick for me. Him, like, bumping into the coach and screaming in his face. Like, I mean, you could tell he was pissed. Like, there was anger there. Now, after the game, they both did a press conference. The coach talked about it. He doesn't have a problem with it. Travis talked about it. He didn't have a problem with it. Said he apologized privately, whatever. So if the two of them are okay with it, then so be it. But for anybody watching, and I think there was maybe a difference in, because I think Cassie was on the same page as me. There might have been a difference in perspectives as far as men and women go. Yeah, man, like that was, for me, was not a good look.
Yeah, I thought it was a silly take. And I stand corrected because I've heard a lot of women say this now, the same thing about him. But I still.
Oh, you thought when I said that, when you brought it up, that you thought it was a silly take?
Yeah, when you said that, I'm like, really? Because I've seen this about a trillion different times.
Yeah, it was just,
and
it was
I can
a lot.
Understand, like, the ick factor. Nobody wants to see their man, like, in his worst possible moment. The only thing that I was taking into consideration, still do, honestly, is that this is the height of stress for him, right? And clearly, he's a bit of a control freak, as all future Hall of Famers want the ball in their hands and they want to contribute to the game. So he was pissed that he wasn't in the game and lost his crap on national TV. I didn't take it as, wow, there's a big old anger red flag in that moment.
You also have to take into account, and this is something that literally just dawned on me. I've been a woman in a position a couple of times where a man has been in my face like that, screaming at me.
In your face like that?
It's a terrifying position to be in. Mm. So I think that, unbeknownst to me, sitting here thinking about it now, I was like, that was probably triggering for me. And I'm just now coming to that realization, to see somebody that angry in somebody's face when you're supposed to be in a moment of some semblance of control when you're on like the biggest stage. I think, I'm not saying that's the reason why, but it probably lends to it. If you've ever had somebody like in your face invading your space with that amount of anger, it's a scary position to be in.
Let me ask you this question, and I think I know the answer to this. If it was, let's say, a women's basketball player, losing it in the championship on her head coach, who is also a female. Would you feel the same way?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Because for me, it's just, it's a level of respect thing, man. And there's also like some, as far as like respect of authority, like that's your coach. I played college basketball and I know coaches get in players' faces. I've had coach Cole, who's a woman. I mean, she would get passionate and she would yell. And I'm okay with that. Like, I really am, because I understand from a competitive sport nature and what you need to get the best out of your players, right? I get that Travis was trying to get the best out of his coach. I just thought it was a bad example, especially for all the kids that look up to him for U Sports. I have a mom friend who has a son who plays college football and a son who plays high school football. And she was like, I raised my boys better than that. I would be so embarrassed if they acted that way towards their coach.
So we can debate how we individually feel about it all day long. Mm-hmm. But a sports psychologist named Dr. Leah Lagos, she shared how she feels about it from a mental health standpoint.
Is this a red flag for Taylor and their relationship?
It doesn't have to be a deal breaker, but it is something that should be discussed and addressed. And certainly if it's occurring in the relationship, they have to figure out a plan, because that's certainly not going to work.
Let's figure out a plan if you get in my face like that.
I feel like it does give you a different perspective as a man to listen to women talk about it. But when I saw it, I certainly thought to myself that certain players wouldn't get away with that. And I thought to myself, I never thought I would see a player do it to a coach.
Yeah.
Players doing it to players happens all the time, but I never once considered Taylor Swift or his home life.
You better be a Hall of Famer.
You better be a Hall of Famer.
The guy that's fourth on the depth chart can't do that.
Never.
You're going to be leaving your jersey in the locker room at the end of that game.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Get it. The Burt Show.